Depression for a patient, Epiphany Saxon, E-P-I-P-H-A-N-Y, S-A-X-T-O-N. Epiphany Saxon, date of birth is 6-16-1980. Date of accident, 12-28-2021. Date of service is 1-13-2022. Chief complaints, patient reports severe pain in the neck, shoulder, and the lower back, mid back, and neck. Pain in both the legs, both shoulders. Headaches on and off. History of automobile accident, patient reports that the patient was involved in an automobile accident on 12-28-2021 at 9:30 p.m. when she was traveling as a rear passenger on the right in an Uber car. The driver is okay. The patient reports that she was traveling alone in a Camry, Toyota Camry car, which was driven by Uber. And it was hit into a Chevy car. The accident occurred on Metro Parkway near Shaner. They were going to Van Dyke Road, and it was quite slippery on that day and icy. They were waiting for the red light to turn green while they were rear-ended by another car. There was no damage to the car on both sides. Neither the other car or their car was completely totaled. The impact of the accident caused whiplash injury to the neck and pain in the neck. After hitting, jarring the head into the headrest, it led to headaches, and the patient was wearing the seatbelt. However, the side of the neck was hurting. Uber driver took her to the work, which was just around the corner. And she was able to go to the ER on the day of accident to Exemption Hospital. When a friend, her family friend, took her to the emergency room. However, the hospital did not do any X-ray, MRI, or CT scan. Just provided toradol injection and pain medications, and lidocaine and muscle relaxant and ibuprofen. There was no loss of consciousness. It was a hit and run accident. The police did not come to the scene. Ambulance did not come to the scene. The patient was not restrained at the time of accident. Approximate speed of the car that hit them is unknown. It looked like a Chevy Malibu car. Of presenting illness, the patient reports that she is suffering from severe pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back to the tune of 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and pain on the sides of both neck. She also reports that the lower back pain is radiating to the front and the back of both legs in maximal dermatome fashion. The pains are described to be continuous, throbbing, stabbing, sharp, aching, tender, and tiring. And they are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. They are affecting the ADS 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 in general. The pain is worsened by sitting, standing, walking, lying down, and bending, and improved by nothing. The patient reports that she can walk up to maximum 2 blocks without pain, but she cannot sit and stand. She is only able to sleep for 4 hours. She reports no X-rays, MRI, CT scan, or any other investigation has been carried out. She denies any numbness, tingling elsewhere, no muscle weakness, no bladder bowel incontinence, and no febrile anesthesia, no anxiety, depression, panic is reported. Patient denies any weakness, lightheadedness, Patient denies any issues with the homicidal thoughts, suicidal thoughts, anxiety, depression, or self-worth problem, mood problems. History of the past treatment, patient reports no treatment, no physical therapy, no physician, no medication, except from the hospital. The system review is all negative. Surgical history, patient has C-section one time. Allergies, patient is allergic to penicillin, amoxicillin, bactrim, and rubaxin. Family history, patient mother is alive with no medical problem. Father is alive, but he is suffering from alcoholism. Siblings are alive, no known medical problems. Relationship status, patient is single, and she has two children, 10 and 8 year old. Employment status, patient is working at a Chrysler production line, and however she can easily rest between the in between, and no problem for her, and she is working full time. She is not on any disability. Legal history, patient is represented by JC Auto Law. And the personal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. Videos that are reported by the patient are as follows. Reaching into cabinet is affected 10. Cooking in the kitchen 8. Doing laundry 8. Standing 8. Toileting, breathing, walking, and vacuuming is affected 7. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 152/101, 108, heart rate is 71, temperature 98.5, respiratory rate is 16, height is 5.2 inches, 5.2, and the weight is 130. This is a 33-year-old African-American female, of a good food, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious, sitting comfortably, and is well-built, well-nourished. Hydration is good, and the patient does not appear to be in any acute distress, shortness of breath, or any, she has a good attitude, demeanor, and is able to walk well, and is reasonably mobile and independent. Rest of the physical examination from the template, including neurological examination and musculature examination, except that near L1 to L5, bilaterally, there is a paraspinal muscle spasm. And in the musculoskeletal examination, inspection by patient from the template, spine tenderness at bilateral sacro iliac joint, and L1 to L5 spine extender, especially L4 and L5 and L5 S1, and paravertebral muscle spasm from L1 to L5 in paraspinal region. Hypertonicity 1 plus and tenderness 0. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. The forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, bilateral flexion 30, and bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, and rotation is 25. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain, Hoffman sign negative, Sperling positive, Nerman test positive, and distraction test is negative, Sotoal test is negative. Thoracic spine, Bruce test is negative, Flum test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is positive. At 33 degrees, bilateral. Control lateral ledges test is positive, bilateral. Breger test is negative. Chem test is negative. Brzezinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint. Bilateral sacroiliac joints are mildly tender. Sternum flexion test negative. Knee compression test positive. Distraction test negative. Fibro test positive bilaterally. Gonfalon test is positive bilaterally. The extremities examination is all normal. The patient wrongly mentioned shoulder, but actually the pain is in the side of the neck, not in the shoulder. So all the extremities and all the joints are normal. The emotions are normal, motor power normal, sensation normal, peripheral circulation intact, no tenderness, pedal edema, contagion laceration muscle spasm or varicose veins are detected anywhere. Quick test negative, no lateral discrepancy. The gait is normal. Patient is not using any cane or dex device. Diagnosis. General. VH9.2XXT. 110 CNS, G44.329, R51, F43.2, G31.89, muscles M60.9, M79.1, M79.7, ligaments M54.0. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, F13.4 XSA. Thoracic spine M54.09, 54.6. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, and 54.42, F33.5 XXA. Sacroiliac spine M46.1, 54.17, F33.5 XXA. Plan of care for epiphenisectomy is from the template. Treatment plan for epiphenisectomy is from the template. First is the non-narcotic pain medication. Naproxen 500 to provide anti-inflammatory effect and helping healing. Level 50 milligram at night to help with the sedation, with the GAD disorder, helping sleep, relieve the depression. Fibromyalgia, musculoskeletal pain, and general pain relief. Skeletin 800 milligram 3 times a day for relief of the spasm in the muscles. Melatonin to relieve the, to provide decent sleep and help relieve the insomnia which is associated with pain and decrease the need for opiates. Narcotic pain medication, Tylenol number 3 with codeine every 12 hours, 7 days, 14 tablets. Non-pharmaceutical modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club program, yes. We have the available MRI and other imaging records. Well, none of them are available. There is a record from the hospital called ER visit. And interventional pain procedures. Patient may require some injection later on, but none are being proposed. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych evaluation, none. Attended care case worker, none. Past medical records have been ordered to release. Investigations. The patient will be visiting again. She'll be re-evaluated. And if further investigations are needed, they'll be ordered. DME. Patient is provided with a bed brace. And education is yes. Weight loss program, not warranted. Disability, sexual disability. For light duty job, 8 hours a day for 7 days, 5 pound lifting limit, and transportation only. Physical therapy 3 times per week is ordered. For physical and disability is done, follow visit in 10 days and direct contact. Thank you.